Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, and Joey, we had our winner, correct? We have given away our $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet, and we are happy about that. All right, let's get things started. The top five at five.
Number five.
There is growing concern among GOPs on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare after the CBO report projected 24 million Americans would lose insurance coverage in the next decade. Yeah, that would be concerning. CNN reporter Manu Raju tried to ask Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski about her views on the new health care plan, and she was none too pleased, the senator actually getting in the reporter's face.
Can you support the House health care bill at this moment?
Would you give me a minute to get to my constituents, please?
Just a yes or no, do you support the House health care bill?
Would you please be respectful?
I've been sitting there for two hours.
Come on.
It sounded pretty respectful. I don't know what... And maybe, Kim, you can help me with this as a news person. When did asking a question become disrespectful? That doesn't, because I listened to his tone.
Sometimes you just got to catch, especially lawmakers and people that are very busy, just, you know, you got to catch them when you can.
Right.
He wasn't disrespectful or rude. He was just asking a question.
Right. And that's, I mean, you're a public servant, so you should be willing to take a question from someone, I don't know, in the public. But that's just, it seems now anytime anybody is questioned, they're like, be respectful. What does that mean? Does that mean just not ask you, let you do whatever you want and never raise our hand and go, excuse me, are you for this? Are you against this?
Right. She's trying to do her job. We're trying to do ours, too.
Right. Well, she's been in a tent for 10 hours. Is that what she said? She was in a tent for 10 hours?
Is that what she said?
I think so. Did she just come back from camping? What was her deal?
She was glamping.
I have just gotten a manicure in a tent for 10 hours. I will not answer the question of some unruly reporter. So if you cannot be respectful, you need to step, as the kids say. Is that what the kids say, Joey? You're a kid. The kids do say that?
That sounds about right.
All right. Well, that was number five. There are, and it is, concerns are growing. I read an interesting piece today that even some top advisors to the president are telling him, yeah, you might want to distance yourself from this plan because it's a bad plan and it could, in fact, be a political trap. So now you're getting opposition to this not only from high-ranking Republicans and Democrats, but also some of President Trump's closest allies. So I don't know what the rush is, but I have a feeling that most of us who are worried about health care would say, you know what, you could take a couple more months and really work this out. We're not on a deadline here, but go ahead. All right, let's keep rolling.
Number four.
Oh, number four. Questions continue to mount over whether President Trump's claims that President Obama wiretapped the Trump Tower during the campaign are true or not. FBI Director James Comey is reported to be commenting today on whether there was evidence of Russian interference in the election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham joined the Today Show this morning and assured that Congress would take necessary steps if Comey didn't speak up today.
Well, Congress is going to flex its muscle here, and you see that all over the place. Senator Grassley's been a great ally with Senator Feinstein, the chairman and ranking member of Judiciary. We'll issue a subpoena to get the information. We'll hold up the Deputy Attorney General's nomination until Congress is provided with information to finally clear the air as to whether or not there was ever a warrant issued against the Trump campaign.
But like many of Trump's statements, they are sometimes lacking proper evidence. Matt Lauer asked Republican Senator Lindsey Graham if we can actually really believe what President Trump is claiming.
Personally, you're the kind of guy who strikes me as having, as my friends would say, a good BS monitor. You know what that means. What does your monitor tell you about this wiretapping story, Senator? Do you think it's real?
You know, when I first heard it, I thought, that was just kind of a wild claim. I really don't know. If it's not true, just tell me it's not true. Why is it taking so long to get the answer? So I have no evidence of it. I'm suspicious of it. But now I'm getting concerned because it's taking so long to answer my letter.
So his BS meter must be pegging. There's a lot of people need a better BS meter, I think, not just in politics, but in general. I'll be honest, I tend to err on the side of being a little too trusting and gullible. I know you wouldn't believe that of me, but I've never been duped by like a con man or a grifter. But there have been times where I give people the benefit of the doubt, and then turns out I should have known all along that they were just trying to play me, which is rough. But again, Lindsey Graham is right. If there's nothing there, why wouldn't you just say so? You know why people wouldn't say so? Because if you've ever told a lie, the last thing you want to do is admit that you've told a lie. Now, I don't know if anybody's lying. That's why I said if. But if, in fact, the president just made this up willy-nilly, and now all of a sudden he's like, oh, people are going to ask for proof? That seems a little crazy. Well, just believe me. Come on. I'm the president. Just believe me. Well, when members of your own party are starting to wonder, too, you have to either cop to it or produce the evidence. So we're going to wait and see what happens. I like now that even people who are skeptical, even Republicans who are skeptical, are not coming right out and saying, we don't believe it. They're hedging their bets, which I guess is the ultimate political move. You got to hedge your bets and make sure you don't go too far out on that limb in case somebody saws that limb off. Brian Noonan in for Rokan and Anna DeVlantes, and we are in the midst of the top five at five, so let's commence the counting.
Number three.
Wow, Snoop D-O-double-G, or do you call him Snoop Lion, or do you call him Snoop Doggy Dog? Either way, he made headlines this week after releasing a music video in which he assassinates a clown-faced president, Donald Trump. TMZ caught up with Republican Senator Ted Cruz to get his take on Snoop's latest hit.
Senator Cruz, yesterday Snoop Dogg put out a music video which mocked President Trump. Making him look like a clown and used a fake gun to shoot him. And your thoughts on that?
You know, I haven't seen the video, but I think it really is in poor taste to be making fun of murdering someone, and in particular assassinating the president. We have a really sad history in this country of attempted and successful assassinations, and it's irresponsible for a musician or artist to encourage murdering the president. I think it's unfortunate. I wish he hadn't done that.
But Ted Cruz does find a rallying cry that can bring both parties together in light of this video.
I know Snoop actually supported Hillary Clinton. Do you think she should come out and condemn that video or say something?
Oh, look, I think anyone reasonable and responsible should disagree with the video. We should not be advocating the murder of the president of the United States. And it's sad that that is somehow deemed a controversial statement. That ought to bring everyone together that no, the president shouldn't be assassinated. And that's true whether the president was Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. We live in a country that respects rule of law, and murder is wrong.
Thank you so much, Senator.
Joey, I want you to do me a favor. Mark the tape, because what I'm going to say next, you will probably never hear me say again. I agree with Ted Cruz. I'm all about the First Amendment and artistic freedom. Snoop has a right to make this video. I'm not saying he shouldn't be allowed to make it. I'm not saying you should boycott him or ban him or anything. I think it's in bad taste. And I think, especially in light of the environment we're living in now, where we're so divisive, I think that kind of imagery is just bad. Again, he has every right to do it, and I respect and defend his artistic right to do that. I just think it was a bad move. Just a bad move. Just go back to sipping gin and juice. Rolling on some endo. Keeping your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Oh, Joey.
Number two.
Is your TV cluttered with dating websites and dating app commercials? Sure, Late Night with Seth Meyers gives you one more to try out with a familiar sponsor.
Are you ready to tear down that wall around your heart? Then Trump Mingle is the dating app for you.
I tried other dating apps. They were sad, pathetic. But the people on Trump Mingle are tremendous. Just fantastic and tremendous.
One of the great things about Trump Mingle is it only allows you to list your dislikes.
Meryl Streep is so overrated.
Terrible in The Iron Lady.
And have you seen the Today Show rating?
It's unwatchable.
And who even reads the New York Times anymore?
No one. That's why it's failing. Yeah, failing.
I just started kissing her. I couldn't even wait. When you're a Trump Mingle user, they let you do it.
Other apps, they don't vet. But Trump Mingle has extreme vetting. Study the world, people. It's got a lot of bad dudes in it. Bad hombres, losers, haters. But not here.
Look, there are other apps. Look, okay, here's the thing. I'm smart. I went to an Ivy League school. You know, and this is the best dating app. Everyone says so. You see, these other... Okay, listen. We all know what it's like. You know, dating is gonna be so good. I mean, it hasn't been good. I mean, look at our roads and bridges. It's a disaster. Dating is a disaster. You can't even get a reservation at a good restaurant anymore. And Putin? Not a bad guy, believe me. You know, I've never met him, but I really like him. But I don't know him, and I've never called him, but yeah, great guy.
You read my mind.
All right. Trump dating. Very nice. Very nice. Well, we're running out of time, so we might as well get to...
Number one.
Oh, this is good news. One of the funniest men on the planet, Dave Chappelle, is back on TV for the first time in 12 years. Chappelle is partnering with Netflix to create three comedy specials, with two coming out on March 21st. That seems like an overload. Save one till the 22nd. Here's a sneak peek at what you can expect from the comedy legend.
I've been gone for a very long time. Surprise, it's me. Set him up, let's play. All manner of things kill white people, but you know what kills more black people than anything more than police and terrorism? Salt. Regular ass table salt.
Be the people, a Soviet in the rear, yo, we don't need.
Now ISIS is number one on the terrorist charts. If ISIS catches you, they're going to cut your head off. I've seen them do it on YouTube. Don't like.
Chappelle also wants to make sure you know about his encounter with former NFLer whose real life has awarded FX a Golden Globe.
Hey, you know, I've met O.J. Simpson. He shook my hand. Standing beside him, his soon-to-be slain wife. She hugged me. She goes, good luck to you. And I whispered in her ear, bitch, are you trying to get us both killed?
All right, Dave Chappelle's specials coming out in on Netflix, so check those out.
The top five at five.